You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill, hosted by myself, Bobby Beavers. And for the Sunday edition of the podcast, I'm delighted to be joined here by Mr. Andrew Mount. Andrew, great to see you as always. It has been a while since we've teamed up to do the podcast. So you keep you well, family, all okay?
Yeah, all good, thanks, Bobby. How are you doing? How are yours?
Yeah, very well, thank you. You know, keeping me on my toes, I'm sure it's the same with yours as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And not getting a lot of sleep either.
So. No, yeah, well, my lad's actually poorly at the moment, so he's up all night. Well, keeping us awake and keeping himself awake in the process, hence why I look like this at the moment.
Right, oh, sorry to hear that, and I hope he's on the mend soon.
Thank you very much. Right then, on to the racing. It's been a very busy day of racing up and down the country and around the UK. We'll start first with the big race of the day, which was the 2019 running of the William Hill Air Gold Cup, and it went in the way of Angel Alexander. Returned a huge price of 28-1 for trainer Tom Dascombe and jockey Richard Kingscote.
Yeah, you say a huge price, but he wasn't unbacked. 50-1 earlier on, 40-1 into 28s on course. So if you're on each way with William Hill, seven places, you've had a nice result there. And surprised me by winning from stall 24, because the evidence of the bronze and silver cups has suggested that you wanted to be drawn low or maybe down the middle at the very worst. But from stall 24, one of only about five or six runners to race in the standside group, Angel Alexander, the three-year-old, one of only two from the classic generation in the race, has won well by half a length from the consistent Growl. Growl, of course, who often places but rarely wins, did get his head in front in the William Hill Great St Wilfrid handicap last month, and another solid effort from the consistent seven-year-old. But yeah, it was all about Angel Alexander, overcame a bad draw, and certainly marks him down as one to follow.
It's been a good day for the North up at Ayr, because the William Hill Ayr Silver Cup went in the way of Golden Apollo for Tim Easterby and David Allen. That returned at 12-1.
Yeah, Tim Easterby, of course, won the Bronze Cup on Friday with Music Society. He won the Silver Cup with Golden Apollo. Couldn't quite pull off a hat-trick in the main event. But this was a good performance from the five-year-old, who disappointed at Doncaster last time out, finishing 6th of 8 when the 5-2 favourite. But perhaps the track didn't suit him there. And he was breaking a long losing run. He hadn't scored since August of 2017 when winning at Ascot. After that race, Tim Easterby said he might be a future Air Gold Cup winner. So this was a step in the right direction, and maybe there could be more to come. He seems to be a late developing type, so perhaps he'll be back here next year as a six-year-old and maybe running the main event.
The Group 3 on the day as well was the William Hill Firth of Clyde, and it went in the way of Rose of Kildare at 8-1. We mentioned it's been a good day for the North up at Ayr, and this went in the way of Mark Johnson and Joe Fanning.
Yeah, Rose of Kildare sort of improved rapidly this summer. Now, it was only last month on the 3rd of August that she was running in a nursery at Newmarket off a mark of 81. That day, she had the 76-rated Graceful Magic back in second, and the pair have finished 1-2 here today, obviously off higher marks, 94 and 86. So it perhaps wasn't the strongest renewal of this Group 3 contest, and the pace held up. The winner was always prominent. Third, Endless Joy, the 20-1 outside, and made the running. So maybe you can upgrade the performance of the runner-up, Graceful Magic, best of those to come from off the pace, in finishing second by half a length.
And it's also been a cracking day's racing down in Berkshire as well at Newbury, which has seen Jamie Spencer have a double down there in some of the features. That included Made in India at 12-1 in the World Trophy Stakes, and Desert Encounter at 9-4 to take the Dubai Duty Free Legacy Cup.
Yeah, Maiden India was bouncing back from a disappointing effort at Ayr in June, but the subsequent three-month break suggests there may have been a physical problem that day. This is a mare who goes incredibly well when fresh. She's won first time out in 2017, 2018 and 2019. So this win came after a long break, so look out for a first time out next season. But the pace held up in this race, even though they went really quick early with Ornate taking them along. Maiden India was tracking the pace. Dakota Gold was always prominent, more towards the near side. And Hit the Bid was never out the first four either. So perhaps upgrade the performance of the fourth, Keystroke, who did best of the those to come from well off the pace.
Looking ahead to the action on Sunday afternoon, there's just two meetings to enjoy. There's flat action at Hamilton and jumping action at Plumpton. So this is the part of the podcast when we ask you for your two selections. So where are you going for the first, please?
Well, I'm going to go to Plumpton for the 3:45. This is a juvenile hurdle and three-year-olds, of course. And I'm going to go with a humdinger of a bet, and that is Alan King's Humdinger, visored for the first time, well beaten on hurdles debut at Worcester 25 days ago. But that was over the fixed brush hurdles, which are obviously a bit bigger and stiffer than your regulation hurdles. And I think you can forgive a horse a poor run over those obstacles, particularly first time jumping. So ignore that 12th of 13. Alan King's in good form, three winners in the past fortnight. And the visor could be the key, because if you backed all of his horses in a first time visor over the years, you would have made a good profit. So he started 13-2 that day. He's probably going to be a similar price, maybe a little bit bigger, because I think the market will overreact to that, you know, that poor effort. But on a you know, on a sort of more on over regulation hurdles, I should say, in a sort of what looks like a fairly winnable race, I could see Humdinger running a good race for inform Alan King.
And your second selection, please.
We're going to Hamilton this time for the 4:30. Now, the one I like here in this mile filly's handicap is Iconic Code for Keith Dalgleish. Now, she tends to come good around this time of year. She's won twice in her career, both wins coming in the autumn on soft ground. And she signalled a return to form when 5th of 16 at Carlisle last time. That race was run to suit those who were up with the pace. She's finished 5th, third best of those to come from the back. The runner-up, Home Before Dusk, a 20-1 shot that day, was best of the patiently ridden runners. And he's gone on to run very close at Newcastle last time out, going down by a nose when the 4-1 favourite. Remember, Rocky the Fourth has also franked the form with three subsequent good efforts. So Iconic Code, the one for me, especially if the ground eases. It's good to soft in places, but showers are forecast. And if it turns soft, then Iconic Code, forecast at 13-2, could be a good bet.
Great stuff. Pleasure to work with you here, as always, on the Daily Racing Podcast.
Likewise. Thank you, Bobby.
Tune in to William Hill Racing Radio on Sunday afternoon. It gets underway at 1:50. And your racing radio team are John Gibby, Paddy Aspel and Kate Tracy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.